I was born and lived in South London, just off the old Kent Road. I had two brothers, wonderful parents, strict, loving. My childhood was perfect. I left school at 15 and started to work in a printing factory, where I became a young man working with men of the world. As the years went by, I learned to swear, tell dirty jokes, hang around with dodgy characters. I never got my collar felt or with the local police or got any girls pregnant, because this was the one thing my mum said: never bring a copper to the front door or make a girl pregnant. And they were in my mind. When I hung about with these guys, that was the one thing: I don't let them know where you live. My mum would say this many times. I worked in a printer factory for about 5 years as a machine minder, printing on a rotary press printing machine. With the factory closed down, I found a job driving a lorry, delivering food. I drove lorries for about 10 years. Then I was offered a chauffeuring job with a company looking after I-class customers. Eventually, I started my own company, JB Chauffeur Services, and was then asked to take a security driving course to enable me to drive heads of state with Foreign Office, which I did for many years, often with police outriders, armed protection officers in the car. It was long hours. I would leave home at 5 a.m. and sometimes not get back to midnight or later. I also worked some weekends, and this I did till I retired. After Sue and I got married, we lived on a private estate in South London, and there were many other young couples there. I got invited to every party because I could tell dirty jokes and tell stories. So I still carried on swearing all the time. This was my life until one day, as Sue was saying, our neighbours, who were Christian, invited Sue to a church meeting. When she came home, she said they sung lovely gospel music. There was nothing about what the pastor said, because she knew I'd always liked gospel music. So she said, oh, they play good music. And I thought, I don't know. Well, I'll go along and have a listen anyway, see what it's like. So the following week, I went to the church with Sue, and the gospel music was good, but I didn't think much of the service. I loved the music, but the sermon was a bit boring. Anyway, this carried on until suddenly I bit the fisherman's hook and I was landed. I gave my heart and my life to Jesus for about 6 months after attending this church. A few days after I did that, Sue said to me, do you notice anything different in your life? I said, not really. She said, you haven't been swearing or telling dirty jokes. So I realised that God was convicted me in my sinful ways and had changed me inside out. I was baptised in April 1994 and became a child of God. No swearing, no dirty jokes, a new man. My invitations to parties stopped, and my mates kept saying they don't want to know me because of the change in me. I lost a lot of friends, but I gained a lot of friends in the church ministry. During all those years as a Christian, God had been working in my life and still working as I stand forgiven at the foot of the cross of Christ. Every day he gives me new life, a new purpose, and I thank God for leading us to this beautiful church and congregation, and it looks like you're going to be stuck with me.